In Cuba, a government crackdown against opponents of Fidel Castro has led to at least 70 convictions in the last week. Yesterday, at least 36 of those convicted received harsh sentences of up to 27 years in prison for working with a foreign power to undermine the government. One of those sentenced is Oscar Espinosa Chepe, an independent economist and journalist. He received a sentence of 20 years. Mr. Chepe's wife, Miriam Leyva, joins us now by phone from Havana. Ms. Leyva, I understand these were one-day trials. Were you able to attend?
Well, yes, I was able to attend, but in fact, it started at 9 o'clock on Thursday, and it ended at 4:30 in the morning Friday.
And you were there the whole time?
Yes, the whole time.
Can you describe what the evidence was that the government presented against your husband?
The evidence, well, it was so fabled, you know. The witnesses didn't say anything that could be taken as irrelevant because they just talked about him having meetings with congressmen and senators from the United States in hotels, and it was true, but it doesn't prove anything. And were things like that, you know, they said that he was meeting with Americans and receiving orders. That's not true. But mainly what they charged him for is what he writes, you know. My husband writes a lot about the Cuban economy and proposes measures that the government could take to improve this crisis, this terrible crisis that the government has brought about because it doesn't want to make any change or to allow the people to work openly.
Did your husband have a lawyer, and what kind of defense did he present?
Well, the day before the trial, I was told that they were going to be tried. So it was I had to run. You know, we were in a rush to get a lawyer, and the lawyer had just some hours to prepare for the trial. But in fact, my husband, they told him that he was going to be tried just some minutes before taking him to the courtroom. So he couldn't meet the lawyer until some minutes before the trial.
Did your husband have a sense that his work, his opposition to the government, put him at risk?
Yes, of course. We know that. He's been writing for the last 10 years, at least 10 years. And of course, we know that the government wouldn't allow that. And we knew that any time they would crack down on us. But, you know, we're not trying to overthrow the government. We're trying to improve the situation of our people, of our country. And besides, if you are afraid, and we are afraid, and the government wants you to be so you don't do anything, but someone in this country has to do something. So we think that we are to do something, and what we are doing is not subversive. I mean, we don't have weapons. Our only weapons are computers and typewriters and our thoughts. I think the most important for the government is that our weapons are our thoughts and what we tell the Cuban people.
Ms. Leyva, you're on your way now to visit your husband in custody. What happens to him from this point on?
Well, I really don't know. I think that when they confirm the sentence, because I don't expect any change in the measure, they might send him to a prison far away from Havana in very, very critical conditions. Because imagine if the Cuban population outside prison is living in a very difficult condition, imagine in a prison, and that is very dangerous for them.
Ms. Leyva, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, and please, the best for all the American audience.
Speaking with us from Havana, Miriam Leyva, her husband, independent economist and journalist Oscar Espinosa Chepe, was among dozens of Cuban dissidents convicted in a political crackdown. He was sentenced yesterday to 20 years in prison.